Creep alert, private office of Bill Gates asked women sexually explicit questions during job interview process. By Lucas Nolan on June 29, 2023. Women seeking employment at Gates Ventures, the private office of billionaire Bill Gates, have reportedly faced sexually explicit questioning during an intensive screening process. Creepy billionaire Bill Gates has a long history of pursuing women at Microsoft for sexual affairs, not to mention his friendship with convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. The Wall Street Journal reports that women who interviewed for positions at Gates Ventures were subjected to an extensive screening process that included sexually explicit questions. The screening was conducted by Concentric Advisors, a security firm. The questions posed to the female job candidates delved into their sexual histories, past drug use, and other private life aspects that could potentially make them susceptible to blackmail. Some of the women were asked about their involvement in extramarital affairs, their preferences in pornography, and whether they had any nude photographs of themselves on their phones. This line of questioning would be unacceptable and a violation of Gates Ventures' agreement with the contractor, a spokeswoman for Gates Ventures stated, expressing unawareness of such practices during background checks. Concentric Advisors, the firm responsible for the screenings, defended their practices, stating that their protocols comply with all applicable laws. The firm's primary goal, they claimed, was to uncover any information that could potentially be used to compromise or blackmail individuals who would be working closely with one of the world's wealthiest men. However, the process described has raised eyebrows among employment lawyers and security consultants, who suggest that such practices could potentially violate state and federal employment discrimination laws. Carol Myaskoff, legal counsel of the Federal Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, was quoted saying, "Any questions about a candidate's health or psychiatric history before a job offer is just flat out prohibited by the Federal Americans with Disabilities Act." Even if the Gates Ventures hiring practice was an acceptable practice, Gates himself may utterly fail many of the questions that women have faced. For example, Breitbart News previously reported that Microsoft had to warn Gates to stop pestering female employees with flirty emails. The Wall Street Journal reports that in 2008, executives at Microsoft discovered emails between company founder Bill Gates and a mid-level female employee. At the time, Gates was still employed at Microsoft and was the chairman of the board. In the messages, Gates, who was married at the time, appeared to flirt with the female employees and propositioned her. Two of the company's top executives, Brad Smith, who was serving as general counsel at the time, and Lisa Brummel, who was serving as the company's chief people officer, met with Gates about the emails. During the meeting, Smith and Brummel reportedly warned Gates that his behavior was inappropriate and had to stop. Gates reportedly did not deny the exchanges at the time but told executives that in hindsight having relations with an employee was not a good idea and that he would put an end to the relationship. Microsoft insiders also referred to Gates as an office bully pursuing affairs with women in the office. Gates' ongoing shenanigans with women and his close relationship with Jeffrey Epstein, which he continually attempts to downplay, put him in a sticky situation when he initiated an affair with a young Russian bridge player. As Breitbart News reported. According to the Wall Street Journal, the Microsoft founder and the woman in question first made contact sometime in 2010 when she was in her 20s. Disgraced financier Epstein consequently met her in 2013 and later paid for her to attend software coding school, the report sets out. In 2017, Epstein emailed Gates and asked to be reimbursed for the cost of the course, according to the people familiar with the matter who spoke with the journal. Read more at the Wall Street Journal here. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship. Follow him on Twitter at Lucas Nolan.